I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
We have Real Housewife Potomac Reunion Part 3 recap coming in.
What did you feel about the overall reunion, about being in three parts? I actually was gone out of town for part two, so I have not seen it. Do you think it was necessary to have three parts?
Well, the beginning, I was captivated.
The beginning really brought me in because Gordon, with his bloodshot, crying eyes, and telling us about his bipolar diagnosis, it was sad. It was really sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gordon and Mia are putting the real and Real Housewives in this reunion. It was brave and commendable for Gordon to open up. And I also thought you could really see the respect Andy has for Mia.
Yeah. Well, it's not often that you see a couple get divorced, especially in Housewife universe, and just be so good with each other.
Yeah.
Especially when one has already moved on.
Yeah, but I think they probably, you know, by what we've seen, she probably has been moved on for quite some time.
Yeah.
And really just has empathy for him. But you have to also remember that Candace said Bravo told her to pull it back and not be so vitriolic this reunion. And then at the end of this reunion, you see her look off stage and she says, oh, you want me to be friends with this about Giselle? I think that was very telling.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm not going to say I've never gotten the, hey, you need to pull it back.
Yeah. True. True. But yeah, the beginning I thought was super interesting and also good for people to see and hear, because not only if you're struggling with bipolar yourself or if your significant other is, you have been made aware. But the part that was so shocking to me was he was diagnosed 2.5 years ago.
And they never talked about it.
Mm-mm. And he just said it's gotten worse over the years. And then I also didn't realize he's still a part owner of the business. He just can't run it anymore.
Yeah, me too. Do you think that that's why his family took control of the business, because he's not fit mentally?
I think
to make certain decisions.
I think that's what he was implying, because the way he spoke about the business was very different than he's spoken about it before. Before, it seemed like he was wronged and he was upset and he was going to come for his family. And remember, we couldn't really understand why Mia was telling him, no, do not come for the family, like, which didn't really make sense. But now it does.
Now, he did say that he's in a better place with his family, which was good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And Mia said she would continue to be taking care of him and do everything that she could, like that they were always going to be, you know,
family. Is this something that he said he's always had, but he was never diagnosed?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still more to this story we probably need to hear. I mean, he said yes, but also he didn't really answer the medication question. And you saw when he didn't answer that, Mia kind of looked down, and I, you know, I can't speculate on anybody's mental health, but as somebody who struggles with like severe anxiety and OCD and medication of it all, I think that is a piece of the puzzle. And also same with therapy, and it takes work, but some people need to be stabilized with medication and, you know, some don't, but I think it's a really good conversation that needs to be had because a lot of people struggle with bipolar.
Yeah. I wonder if he will be on next season.
I think so. I feel like the fact that he's moving in across the street.
He's going to be the new Frank.
Yeah. The new Frank.
The new Frank and Dolores.
But then is.
And Polly.
But then is Mr.
and Brittany.
Yeah. And then is Mr. Inc. going to be on as well?
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, I think he's going to film.
Then Andy brings up the shrine. He explains that production was not aware of the alleged shrine prior to filming. Casting wanted NECA to come on the show through Wendy because they thought they had mutual friends. Andy asks Wendy what she needs from NECA to move on. Wendy agrees to coexist, which is not really agreeing.
That's not agreeing. That's just saying we'll be cordial.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Guys, I know changing your lifestyle isn't easy, and doing it alone surely doesn't make it any easier. That's where All In by Teddy comes in, with one simple yet powerful word: accountability. With your designated accountability coach accessible to you morning through night, you'll never be lacking in the support you need to see your health and wellness goals all the way through. So say bye-bye to excuses and hello to accountability. And when you use code TWOTS, that's TWOTS, you'll get $50 off any program. So whether you want to strengthen up or commit to more steps, All In has something for you. Head into allinbyteddy.com and use code TWOTS now to get started.
I mean, I really thought the NECA had a good first season based on what she had to work with.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs to go. I don't want to see her go. And obviously Bravo has wanted NECA for a while because she mentioned Married to Medicine wanting her.
Yeah.
And I think, and I hope that she does pivot to that show, because I think maybe that might be a better fit for her.
Well, also, I think Andy made a really good point when he said sometimes, like, Andy almost kind of broke the fourth wall. He's like, sometimes in casting,
yeah,
as long as you know, or you've met someone, or you're a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
That's the, but like,
well, that's how Jen got brought on. I hadn't talked to her in a while, but she was a friend of mine back then that filmed and had tried out before. So they're like, oh, she's Tamara's friend. And I'm like,
well, yeah. So
I haven't talked to her in a while.
But Wendy kind of just had that like dismissive look of NECA, like that she didn't even remember her at this event where they met. There was only 10 people. Then we get to Ashley and the divorce conversation. Andy brings up the speculation that Ashley's divorce is not real and made up for the show, and she will stay married to Michael.
I mean, she's not being completely honest, I don't feel, about her relationship with Michael. Do you think they should have kept Robin instead of Ashley?
I mean, I don't actually have a problem with either of them. Do I think that this was Ashley's best season? No.
No.
I think Ashley, at least admitting at the reunion that she and Michael are back into a toxic place, that she has filed a complaint to really initiate the divorce, is really telling. Maybe that's why she was kind of taking a back seat this season. She was trying to keep things okay with Michael. Andy asks if there's anything she puts on the shared credit card, and she says no.
Just Wendy, her tits.
Yeah. Wendy asks if she put her boobs on the Amex, and Ashley says yes. Ashley admits to massaging Michael's feet every night, which the entire cast, including anyone watching, I assumed, fell out of their seats. Then she clarifies that she said massaged with a D, past tense.
I don't want to massage anybody's feet.
Do you think that she filed a complaint and is dating someone and was trying to like secure another season? Or do you think she really is going to divorce him?
I don't know, because, you know, it's all talk, no action. And she talks about him different all the time. Yes, we're good. Oh, I see him every day. No, he's moved on. I don't see her really moving on. I would like to see her dating and doing other things. And
other than TikToks,
and divorce him.
But also,
do you think it's a money thing? Like he's keeping her and she doesn't want to lose that money?
I think she's like, as long as it's not in a toxic place, she's happy to stay married because it makes life easier all around. But the question I have is, like, Ashley made of butter, like, she is able to slide out of any real accountability or culpability of any mess she is in. How does she do that?
She's so damn cute, and she just smiles and laughs, and she's really smart. She really is. She's intelligent.
And she knows when not to speak.
Yep.
Like she made the mess of the everything that happened between Wendy
and
NECA.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, between Wendy and NECA, or even that. She just pulls back and she's like, no, I can't. I didn't realize the magnitude. I made a mistake. Like she at that point, she knows when to pull back.
But even when she's giving shade, she does it with a smile.
Do we think that Kiarna is going to be back this season? Because I was a little bit shocked she was at the reunion.
Yeah, I think probably. I like her.
Yeah.
I do like her. I think that she might play a bigger role next season, possibly. Well, they wouldn't have had her at the reunion if they were done with her.
That's what I thought. Well, but maybe they had to because
maybe not. I don't know.
Fight.
Yeah.
Well, Andy asks Kiarna what things at the GNA event led to her injury. And Kiarna says she was in her personal space and hit with glass. She said she was assaulted and that's why she ultimately fought back. Giselle says that after looking at that footage, she thinks everyone is responsible and lists Deborah, Candace, Wendy, and Kiarna. Do you agree that the words play a factor in this altercation, or do you think there should be no excuses made for a physical altercation?
I think that you have to get to a point in your life and you put your big girl panties on, and when there is an altercation, walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away, because nobody on that cast is worth going to jail for.
Yeah. Well, I almost get into a legal battle
or to hurt somebody. I mean, there's times where, you know, I've gotten very, like, my blood was boiling and I'm like, just walk away, just walk away.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to get to that point filming Housewife show.
Yeah. I mean, well, at this point, I would have given Kiarna a flute myself for the way she handled Ashley at the reunion. I was like,
do you think she should return for another season?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that she needs to be a housewife. I would probably be okay with her being a friend to see how she comes in, just because we saw such a difference between how she was on that trip versus how she was like after the altercation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But I think that she has an interesting story.
Yeah.
But then Andy gives the floor to anyone who wants to apologize or own anything before they wrap up. Robin and Candace say they have no hate or resentment towards each other and that it will take time to mend their friendship. Andy brings up that there will be no movement between NECA and Wendy. And then Andy says he's not even going to try with Giselle and Candace, and they start arguing again.
Well, and then Andy stops. NECA and Candace are the ones that are no longer there. So he's like, why, you know, if there's no movement, one of them's got to go. And if there's no.
And Robin's gone too. Essentially, he's pulling out everybody that there's no movement on. So that's my question. Is NECA pulled because there's no movement with Wendy? But NECA has tried to fix things with Wendy. And Wendy,
I feel that the same way. I don't know. Maybe because Wendy has more seniority that they are keeping her. I don't know. But other than Jersey, have you ever seen a group this divided?
I don't think so.
I don't think that we saw any resolution at the reunion.
I don't think we saw any resolution. I think thank goodness for me at this reunion, or else I probably would have very much struggled. I appreciate her so much for all the things she shared, her ability to forgive and move on, but also her ability to be a mess herself, like all of it, all of it. Thank you, Mia, for making Potomac possible.
Yes. Watchable. And then, you know, the episode ends with Andy being crowned King of Potomac or something like that. And I've never seen him so happy in his life with that crown on. I gotta believe he's probably still wearing it.
King Andy, show us your crown.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I have hope. I do think that Potomac can turn it around. I do love those ladies. And
could take the same cast and put them on next season. Who knows? Could be the great best season ever. It's just, you never know. Just certain seasons just don't hit right.
Yep. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure that you guys also tune in for our Twats flashback episodes, because we are starting Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 2, episode 1 and 2 in our first flashback. And I mean, 1 and 2 weren't super juicy, but episode 3 looks like it's going to be coming. That's going to be the suitcase episode.
It gets there. It gets there.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, love you, Tam. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.